Welcome to the Lost Stop Podcast and the second edition of the Accursed Race, brought to you by our race partners, Albion and Ride with GPS. It's registration day in Škoda, and after yesterday's long journey on the Accursed Express, the unofficial cycling capital of Albania is buzzing, with a bunch of riders getting ready to take on this unique off-road challenge. This afternoon, they'll all come together to register, collect their race cap and tracker, get a final bike check, and then settle down for the rider briefing. Once those pre-race formalities are complete, there's just time for Critical Mass, a protest ride alongside the cycling enthusiasts of Škoda. But first, at the Traveller Hostel, several riders are spending time with their bikes in the morning sun, trying to make those last-minute adjustments to their race setup. Race reporter Andrew Phillips is with them and first catches up with Swiss rider Alain Rumpf, cap number 8. Alain has plenty of ultra cycling experience, having taken part in races both solo and as a pair with his wife. He's at the Accursed alone, but in familiar territory.
I know from your application that you're something of a TCR veteran.
Or veteran altogether, because I did it 10 years ago.
TCR number 3, is that right?
TCR number 3 from Gerasbergen to Istanbul, yeah.
Right. What was your experience of that?
It was a life-changing experience, as for many, many people. It was my first bikepacking event ever. You know, I just decided to participate on a whim, and somehow I managed to finish. I still don't know how I did it, but it was absolutely amazing.
What brought you here? What made you apply for the Accursed?
Several things, but I think the Balkans are the reason number one. You know, I really wanted to come back one day, and this was the perfect excuse to do so.
Andrew also speaks to Jep van Luyt, cap 23.
I come from the Netherlands, Eindhoven, so I'm not familiar with the mountains, only in the races. I've done in the past some races as TCR, the Trans-Balkan race with you a few years back.
What's your priority this morning?
To set up the bike. I was wake up at 6, completely wake up. So I just thought, there's now a lot of space, so just make sure I can set up the bike. Wait till the doors open, then go for breakfast. So that's what I did this morning.
Maran Saint-Exupéry, cap number 1, travelled to the start line without taking the Accursed Express. He was here in Škoda at the first edition of the Accursed to soak up the atmosphere. He also spent most of last year cycling from race to race.
I left Switzerland actually just 48 hours ago. Not bad. Just took the train until Ancona, and then slept on the boat, wake up in Jerez, and just rode here, 120k.
Nice.
And just slept 20k away from Škoda, so just woke up and rode here.
Did you bivvy out last night?
I took my tent for just the pre-start, so that was pretty luxury.
Perfect. And did you find a campsite or just stay?
Campsite along the canal. It was pretty chill. Some guys cheering the evening, and yeah, nice vibe.
My name is Michael Fedora. That's cap number 29.
And you were on the Accursed Express last night, though, right?
That's right, yeah.
And can you tell me what time the bus arrived?
Probably around 1 or 1.30.
Around 1, 1.30. Okay, thank you. How was the bus itself?
Perfectly comfortable. Great bus. Perfectly organized. Great. Thanks very much.
Good. And what are we up to this morning? What's priority?
Setting up my bike. I have it in a bag. So it's a little challenge for me to assemble it all again. So slightly nervous doing it, but it's great to be here.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad.
Tom reporting in here. It's day minus one and registration is just about to open. It's 2 p.m. here in Škoda. and riders will start filtering in now, converging on the race headquarters of the Traveller Hostel. It's a beautiful afternoon. The sun's out. There's fluffy little clouds floating above us, but it's not too hot, you know, it's not oppressively hot. Kind of perfect temperatures, really. And what a venue to host the registration for the race. We're nestled right in the middle of the city here, and not like the fancy bit of the city. This is the real life, kind of the cogs of the machine, as it were. There are like people just going about their daily lives. We're surrounded by market stalls, selling, you know, basic everyday stuff that people need to come and buy. Vegetables, fish, meat. There's a little bike workshop in the actual courtyard. So as the riders come in and try and find somewhere to put their bikes, they'll be competing for space with some of the local tradesmen and vendors. So our riders will instantly feel like they're completely immersed in like proper, full-on, authentic Albanian culture. And it's a Monday here, so our riders will have woken up to the sound of the real like hustle and bustle of the town, which really comes to life. And everywhere you look, it's just brimming with life, things happening, chaos, characters, noise, and sounds and smells. It's like an assault on the senses. So if the travel here slowly over ground was kind of like a way to slowly acclimatize to a different culture and a different mode of life, then by the time they've arrived here and come to registration, that will really slap our riders around the face with the full force of like what they can expect from Balkan culture.
As riders arrive for registration and finally get their hands on those coveted race caps, Tom begins to mingle amongst them to find out how they are feeling, with the race start now less than 24 hours away. We have many new riders at this second edition of the Accursed, but there are also some who couldn't resist coming back for more.
My name is Oliver Neumann. I'm riding the second time the Accursed race. Last year I didn't finish, and the goal this year is to see the finish.
Amazing. And I saw you've had a friend of yours has arranged like a fundraiser to raise the money for you to do this race and TCR and possibly some other stuff, I'm not sure. Can you explain a little bit about that?
I always help other people with their problems on the bikes because I'm a bike mechanic, and everybody knows that I don't have very much money. And a friend of mine just initiated a fundraise for me that I can easily do the races this year. And I got a lot of money for it. Not a lot of, but enough to take part on TCR and Accursed race this year.
Unlike Oliver, Christoph Dijkman, Cap 14, is new to both the Accursed race and its setting. But he's no stranger to ultra racing, having previously taken part in all three mountain races and Scotland's Highland Trail 550.
Yeah, what was it that made you want to come and do this race?
Main reason, the area. I never went in Balkans, and there is a lot to offer here. I mean, crazy landscape, remote.
And in terms of the race, what are your expectations and what's your approach?
Be in front and be as fast as I can, and we'll see. So I think I can say I know what I'm doing now. So same as approach as usual. I know my bike, I know my setup. So I know the strategy, because it's always the same. Your strategy is bullshit. You just see what happened during the race. I have everything to sleep, quite comfy, so it will happen. Oh, it has to be, so.
Do you know your cap number?
Yes, yeah, it's on my head. So yeah, Alistair Clifford, I'm cap number 9.
Lovely stuff. And how did registration go today?
Registration's, nice and easy. I've got to get my bike checked in a minute, which I think I've got everything necessary. Registration's there. Yeah, lovely people, aren't they? Everyone's here for the same reason, so yeah, happy days. Lots of volunteers, which is nice. Nice to see.
You're enjoying the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's like everyone's sort of turned up now, and also like yesterday on the bus, everyone was travelling and journeying, and everyone was a bit weary. Whereas I think today, like, it's like you can almost feel the fever. Seeing where everyone's different bikes, different setups. Yeah, what, like, are you taking this? Are you not taking that? I'm like looking at people like they've got a lot of lights, and I haven't.
How do you find that sort of process of seeing everyone's rigs? Is it, do you find it exciting or kind of anxiety
inducing? Yeah, no, bikes are cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, just to see like the different approach. Most people have got the same information. Obviously, a few people have done it, but everyone's got the same information. And just seeing like who's gone for what, who's not. Like, is it full sus? Is it gravel? I mean, there's everything. Yeah, it's cool.
While more than 100 women signed up to take part in this year's Transcontinental Race, here at the Accursed, with its much smaller overall field, there are just 3 women and 1 solo rider.
My name's Jackie, I'm from England, and I'm 67, and I don't know why I'm doing this. It's crazy.
That's probably the best attitude to come into it with, I think, see what happens.
Yeah.
What kind of previous experience have you got with this kind of riding? Your bike, I've got to say, looks absolutely amazingly well set up. You've got incredible setup of like panniers and bags. It looks like the bike of someone that really knows what they're doing.
Well, yeah, well, appearances can be deceptive. I've done quite a lot of cycle touring in the past. Cycled from England to Morocco, and then cycled from Scotland to Turkey. So I've done some big trips, and just recently I did the Cairngorm Loop, which is like 4 days of mountain biking. Yeah.
So what was it that drew you to enter a race rather than do a tour, and I guess this race in particular?
Well, I wanted to do the Transcontinental before COVID, really. But the thought of like driving through the night, like I'm 67, so you know my body's not going to be as robust as everybody else. So I don't really want to do that. So I thought, well, I'll just do a mountain bike route and go off route. But obviously, a lot of these guys are probably going to push in it anyway on this. But I'm not. I'm going to be taking my time and hopefully get around in the time, you know, the allowed time.
The aim of this podcast and all our other media is to try and tell the riders' stories from the race, but it's also to give people a taste of what it's like to take part in an ultra event, to showcase the sense of challenge, incredible human endeavour, and uniquely brilliant community spirit. Race reporter Andrew Phillips speaks to Michael Niven, Cap 30.
I just feel so privileged that, you know, I was one of the small field of people to be here. It's incredible. And I guess that goes down to, you know, listening to your podcasts last year for on repeat, and the same with Tom. You know, both your voices have been in my head for many hours. In fact, you reached the Spotify top list.
Oh, it's amazing to hear that the podcast helped inspire you. It's a privilege for us to be able to show these riders this part of the world and the route that we spent many hundreds of hours creating.
And as a father of 3 children, you know, one of which is wanting a turbo trainer for his 14th birthday, you know, cycling is now part of the family life, and I hope that once they see that this is an achievable event for a 40-year-old soon to be, that they can take it in the stride. And hopefully you might see a junior Mr. Niven in the TCR one day, you never know. In fact, it might be great to see a junior and a senior Mr. Niven, so fingers crossed. But yeah, the journey started back when I listened to a podcast and managed to sign up, looking at the route, looking at where to stop, looking at the beauty of trying to find a little street view map of some random little town that I won't remember the name of. I just can't wait to experience it. Really can't.
Annie Dunlap and Hannah Vett are riding the Accursed as a pair, which brings its own benefits and challenges. Hannah brings lots of endurance and bikepacking experience, while Annie completed the Silk Road Mountain Race in 2024.
Annie, are you happy that everything's set? You're all ready to go?
Yeah, we actually just made our fuel run, so we got candy galore for tomorrow too. So just gonna go out and probably smile and laugh most of the time. That's our goal.
That's a great aim. And there's one thing in particular that people are noticing about your bike, Annie. Can you tell me what it is?
Yes, I'm riding single speed for the Steves. No, I'm kidding. But no, I'm riding single speed. The gear ratio is pretty forgiving, so it's a 30-20. And I've ridden it this whole training block, and I love it, and I didn't want to put gears back on just for a race. So I'm staying true to my training self.
I feel like you must be pretty good mates to set off on this together.
Yeah. Someone asked us if we were already sick of each other, and we're always sick of each other, but that's the fun. So.
Some pretty knowing laughs when I asked that.
Yeah, she's the patient one, and I'm the one that reacts to different situations with aggressive reactions.
Wait, we're okay. Let me see it. We can work through this.
As always, our team of volunteers are helping make sure registration goes as smoothly as possible.
Adrian, you've been doing the bike checks for us today. What are your thoughts on them?
I check all the bike, and honestly, they are all perfect. Freshly serviced, and yeah, new tire, new brake pad. Yeah, it's really serious, yeah.
You're impressed by the quality?
Yeah, really.
And what do you think about the setups you're seeing here? You've ridden the race yourself. What kind of setups are you seeing, and what would you be riding? What do you advise?
But it's mostly hardtail mountain bike. I saw only two drop bar or three drop bar, but on mountain bike. So yeah, they are perfect bike. And in my opinion, that's the perfect bike to ride this. An hardtail or a full suspension mountain bike, yeah, with a flat bar.
German rider Pierre Bischoff, Cap 32, has experience riding in supported races, but the Accursed will be his first venture into the world of unsupported racing.
What kind of made you decide to try and go outside of your experience and your comfort zone so far and try something different?
Of course, actually, the self-supported races get more and more famous. You see also the participant numbers on, for example, Race Across America, where you see there are not so many people, so it shows that there's a big community for the self-supported races. And at the beginning, when it started, self-supported races, I was quite skeptic, because we know that we can push over our limits, and now I have said, okay, I have to make also a self-supported race to be allowed to make a judgment if it's good or not.
These unsupported races are getting kind of higher profile, or you're starting to see them more in the scene. Do you know anything about any of the other riders that are going to be competing with you in this race?
To be honest, I didn't take the time to look up for the other riders. Yeah, something, yeah. When you start this and you see them on Facebook or Instagram or Strava and see, boah, they are doing so much, and you feel yourself like a small fish, and something what I have never done, because I'm just focused on my own.
Yeah.
Not gentle. I'm every time gentle to the other people. But it's everybody rides his own adventure, and this is why we are here.
Ultra races are about being able to ride long distances and stay in the saddle for hours on end across varying terrains. But they are about planning too. For Urs Manhart, Cap 36, those best laid plans needed a little adjustment before heading to the Accursed.
So I ordered a new bicycle in November. But then somehow, due to a company who is trying to do tax fraud from Taiwan, the dropouts did not get to Dresden, where Sauer would want to build my frame. And so instead of having a new frame in February and being able to build a bike and get used to it, I was left with my road bicycle, and I did some training with this. And only in the last 2 or 3 weeks it became clear that the frame will not arrive in time, and either I would not come and do the race, and or I would organize somehow a mountain bike. And then I opted for the later option, because I thought it's too sad not to compete, not to be part of it. So I organized a secondhand steel frame, and just 2 days before I had to leave, a friend of mine and me, we built up the bicycle. And yeah, it was with some last minutes part because we realized something does not fit. So yeah, it was quite a good test for my nervous system.
That sounds stressful. Was that, did that kind of affect your mental state for coming into this race, having all these last minute changes?
Yeah, it felt like a struggle with the material. It's not something that I'm interested in. Yeah. Or, I mean, it's interesting to know about how these bicycles are built up, but, yeah, primarily I want to ride.
You just wanted a bike.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it was... Yeah, maybe it's sometimes you get gifts that you don't really want, and then you accept them and you learn something from them.
For Markku Lepala, Cap 26, an experienced rider from Finland who completed last year's Tour Divide, there are still some real-life work tasks to be completed before he can slip fully into race mode.
That's the reality of these kind of events. Sometimes you have to balance out your normal world work and doing this. How's that been?
Well, those are a little bit over. Let's say these two things are a little bit overlapping now. So traveling here and trying to descend into this event, but also trying to wrap up the daily life and leave that behind. So slightly overlapping now, but should be good for tomorrow.
Yeah, and I bet you're looking forward to getting on the bike and leaving the work behind, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's one of the best things. So it's you and the cockpit and your route. So.
Yeah, is that kind of one of the reasons that you enter these events and get yourself out into the wilderness?
Yeah, I think, of course, I love like doing just bikepacking by myself, but I think this is like pushes you forward, like with the straight in the deep end, with the and you're straight detached from the reality or the daily life so fast. Yeah. In comparison, if you would be bikepacking, then it's like you'd really have to do the work for yourself. But mm-hmm. Now this kind of event pushes you over the edge straight away.
As evening and the group critical mass ride approaches, Tom catches up with one of the riders we expect to see at the front of this year's Accursed race. Justyna Slavica blazed many trails in 2024, picking up a number of high-profile race wins. He's here in Škoda, but has managed to pick up a few scrapes before the race has even begun. And what's more, there's a thunderstorm in town.
You've just returned back to Race HQ here with a few cuts and bruises. You've got your cycling kit on. You've been out for a ride. What's happened out there?
I've checked the ground. How is it? It's firm. Firm here too, so it's good. We're standing firmly. No, you hear probably there's this thunderstorm going around, so I caught it.
So you got wet as well?
Yeah, but it's just a summer rain. It's warm one. But I still wanted to get back quickly, maybe a bit too quickly. And the thing with the roads, they get slippery after the rain, especially in the city. So that's what happened, roundabout, slippery road. And I just...
Yeah, you seem pretty chilled about this. you're obviously not hurt badly. How are you feeling coming into this race? How does it fit into your season? Because you're a busy guy with doing a lot of races, right?
Yeah, but this is surprisingly going to be my first one, the season opener, actually. I've done some gravel races, short ones, but that's nothing. This is what I was been looking for the most. So I'm really looking forward to get to know the Balkans. That's what I've been wishing, actually. I wanted to explore more here, this side of the Europe, and finally I'm gonna get to do it. And I've been now out for the tester or like teaser. Mm-hmm. It looks amazing, man, these mountains. Wow, I'm looking forward to get lost in them.
Andrew Hatton, cap number 4, is one of our returning riders. Since taking part in the Accursed last year, he's continued to travel to races without flying.
What were the good memories of the race that brought you back?
I mean, there are so many. I mean, one is the, you know, the community of riders and organisers and, you know, the start, like Škoda, actually. It's a very vibrant, chaotic, but fantastic city to start this kind of event in. And it was, you know, I had a massive smile on my face when I, you know, when I arrived here a few days ago.
And so the no-fly thing, you've obviously taken that on board to, for other events and things. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I... Wow. As the heavens open. Yeah. It means a lot, actually, and it was the original reason that I signed up to the first edition of this event. I know the train is more expensive than we would like, but I think with a, you know, kind of good research, booking things in advance, a bit of creativity, treating the journey as part of the experience, that you can actually have a really good no-fly experience. And I think, you know, we all can see the impacts. I was thinking just the other week, I'm not hugely experienced ultra cyclist, but this will be maybe my sixth event now. And of the five events that I've done, three of them have been impacted by climate change in the sense that there were unusual, you know, the organizers said there are unusual weather patterns. Two of them actually involved, you know, government saying, okay, it's a, you know, a red weather warning. So, you know, our sport is being impacted.
We're saying this as a massive hailstorm comes in and part of a thunderstorm. So it's quite good timing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
With the storm cleared, it's time for the rider briefing, a chance for the race team to gather the riders and make sure they have all the information they need. After that, the critical mass protest ride.
I'm going to start with a few intros. I'm Hannah, I'm your race director. David is your race coordinator. We'll be out on the road in the control cars with our teams. So I'm going to be in a car with... We're really looking forward to following your races and getting to know you over the next week or so. Most importantly, stay safe out there and have fun. Hope you have a great time. And don't forget to pick up your Brevet card on your way out.
Thank you. Right.
Cheers, see you.
So we're here at Race HQ in Škoda. We've just done the race briefing for all the riders outside the hostel. And now everybody has got on their bikes. So the whole courtyard outside the front of the hostel is filled with all of our riders on bikes, plus various like family members, staff from the hostel. There's little kids on their bikes. We're borrowing some bikes, some of the hire bikes from the hostel as well. So we're gathering a whole crew, a massive peloton of bikes, and we're going to go and join up with like a local mountain bike club as well, and do a critical mass ride through the city and then out to a lake. And it's a real like cacophony of chatting and freewheel sounds and a lot of excited energy. It's it's going to be pretty cool.
Race reporter Andrew Phillips addresses the crowd before the ride sets off.
Hello, everyone. One of the things that we aim to do with the Accursed Race is to prove that the bicycle is this amazing, powerful tool for change, an amazing tool for sustainable development, and show Albania and the rest of the countries on the route how much we treasure the landscapes we pass through. Today in Škoda, at 5:30, in 5 minutes' time, we're going to show the people of Škoda our appreciation for bicycle, and they're going to join us in their appreciation. You'll see a lot of bicycles out around Škoda. It's primarily a functional tool here, so we're bringing together that functionality with the amazing luxury we have to use the bicycle as a tool for travel and for seeing so much of the world. And hopefully we can bring all that together and show the city of Škoda as a whole, show the drivers of Škoda the power of the bicycle.
Yeah, I broke my leg. Look.
It's just coming up to 10 p.m. at the end of registration day. The ride is set off at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And I'm just standing outside the hostel. Everything's shut down now. What used to be a bustling hive of activity during the day in baking sunlight is now completely dark and empty. All the shutters are down, and the only light is coming from the hostel itself, which is like a little glowing beacon of life amongst the darkness. And I'm just watching a few riders, a few of the kind of stragglers from the day, milling around, kind of chatting to each other, noodling with their bikes, doing some last minute little checks, kind of trying to disperse a bit of that leftover nervous energy from the day. Everybody's turned up, everyone's been registered and gone through all the briefings and everything, the bike checks. So we now have a full roster of riders. So yeah, now it's just an atmosphere of anticipation and trying to work out how best to use the last useful few hours of the day. And every rider kind of has their own answer to that, really. So yeah, we'll see you in the morning when everything bursts into life.
Join us for our next episode and the start of this second edition of the Accursed Race. How will our riders transfer all that nervous energy into forward motion on day one? We'll be looking to see who makes the early pace at the front, whilst also sharing rider stories from throughout the pack. Remember, you can get daily race reports from the road on our website and get updates across all our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Albion, and Ride with GPS.